I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, LADWP, approved the sale of three properties of existing tenured tenants in Bishop, Inyo County. LADWP's divestment policy provides the opportunity for eligible LADWP leasees to purchase and gain ownership of the land in which they operate their business. The surplus City of Los Angeles land is no longer required for LADWP operational needs, and the sale helps to support local businesses, helping foster continued regional community and economic development. In support of the local community, our goal is for the sales to provide meaningful benefits to its new owners, said Adam Perez, LADWP Director of Water Operations. We are confident this streamlined process will facilitate similar opportunities for more eligible lessees in the future. Although the sale process was delayed by the impacts of COVID-19 pandemic and legal processes, LADWP has reached the important milestone and looks forward to future sales of surplus properties. Following recommendation approval by the Board of Water and Power Commissioners, the item will be proceeded to the Los Angeles City Council for final consideration. The combined sales value of the three properties is $610,000. On Tuesday, January 20th, the Lady Broncos soccer team played Mojave at home, pulling off the win of 16-0. The team fought hard, working together as a unit. 12 different girls were able to find the back of the net and many different players for assists halfway through the season with lots of success. Up next, Kern Valley. Today, Thursday, January 22nd, it's an away game. Bishop boys varsity basketball traveled to Boron on Tuesday night to face off against the Bobcats. Boron had beaten the Broncos in the first game of the season, but it was a different outcome this time around with a full Bronco team. The Broncos came out fast and didn't look back, taking a 22-4 lead after the first quarter. Going into the half, they led 34-11. It was much of the same on the second half, with the Broncos outscoring the Bobcats 27-10 and took the win 61-21. Leading the way in scoring for the Broncos was Will Kemp with 11 points. Richie Talavera and Jacoby Dondero both had 9 points. Carlos Solez and Devon Mitchell had 6 points. Dom Dondero, Derek Cortez, Travis Hernandez, and Charlie Lewis all had 4 points. Emery Dondero and Angel Zamora both added 2 points. This was a good team win with everyone contributing in one way or another. It was nice getting everyone some playing time this game. BUHS boys soccer team hosted Mojave Tuesday night. The Broncos won 6-0. For the Broncos, Armando Santana scored 2 goals. Aiden Esperanza scored 2 goals. Charlie Treffe had 1 goal and 2 assists. Cody Gonzalez had 1 goal and 1 assist. And Angel Medina had 2 assists. Player of the game goes to Oscar Woods, who played excellent defense and stopped the Mojave strikers from scoring. The Broncos will travel today, Thursday, and play Kern Valley. The BUHS Broncos ski team participated in races 1 and 2 of the South Division 2 of the California Nevada Ski and Snowboard Federation on January 15th and 16th. Mammoth High School, Rim of the World High School, and Campbell Hall Episcopal High School were the other teams competing, along with Bishop Union High School, in these alpine ski races held at Mammoth Mountain. 12 Bronco skiers participated in the 2 Giant Slaloms races and on the first day, and 2 slalom races held on Friday. For the stats on these games, head on over to SierraWave.net. All right, in closing with the news, the Southern Inyo Airport Advisory Committee will conduct its quarterly meeting on Wednesday, January 28, 2026 at 7 a.m. at the Lone Pine Death Valley Terminal Building. The Northern Inyo Airport Advisory Committee will conduct its quarterly meeting on Monday, February 2nd, 2026 at 5 p.m. at the Bishop Airport Terminal Building. For any information needed for this, please contact Ashley Helms at 760-878-0200. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.